From the Country Financial Studio, I'm Rita Frazier. This is the RFD Livestock Report, talking today about the USDA Cattle Inventory Report out last Friday. Our own Delos Shonkey covering the AgMarket.net conference in Nashville. There, he caught up with Ross Baldwin with John Stewart and Associates.
We have a presentation today about the cattle market, reacted to Friday's Cattle Inventory Report from Ag Statistics.
The expectations were really that we were going to see some more stabilization in the mainly the U.S. beef cow herd, and the opposite happened. So the all cattle and calves came in right in line with the guesses, right around 99.7. But in my eyes, the big number was that beef cow herd, and the guesses were 100.4 of a year ago, and we came in at 99% of a year ago. So 1.4% below what the average guesses were. And I believe it brings the U.S. cow herd to a 75-year low. So we've been, or the lowest number in 75 years. So last year, you know, was the lowest since 1950, and we keep trending below that. And it's wild. We did see an uptick in the dairy cows number. The average guess was 101.1. It came in at 102. Not a huge surprise because of the prices that we've seen with feeder cattle and the beef on dairy phenomenon that we've seen across the industry recently.
Replacement heifers were up just a little bit. Is that maybe the only thing kind of jumping off the record?
Correct. We did see replacements up a little bit. It's been my opinion over the last year that we are in the beginning of a slow rebuilding phase, and it's difficult to sit here and today and talk about this expansion because of the beef cow herd continuing to decline. But it is my opinion that we are in a slow rebuilding phase, and we're going to further see that as we move through 26 and into 27. I do think we will start to see these numbers trend back up. And it seems likely that this is going to be the low in the cow inventory numbers right now for this cycle. But there's no question this report, it was a shot of friendly news for the cattle market, especially when people were thinking we were going to see that cow herd number be a little bit higher, and the opposite happened.
The idea of keeping a heifer, though, because these prices are so good, that seems to continue to play. Why would I wait for something that I might get in 18 months when I know I could get this for it? Or if I can go down this route, I could certainly see a pretty good return in a lot shorter period of time.
Exactly. And that is what continues, I would say, to throw a wrench in this whole rebuilding phase, is when you look at where feeder cattle prices are, and you look at what interest rates are, it plays a big factor in the decision whether I should haul them to the sale barn or if I want to keep them back, and it takes 3 years to get a return out of them. And with being at record high prices, that's the trickiest part of how fast this expansion happens. If we were to see a decline in prices, that would speed up the rebuild quicker versus being at record high prices where we're at today. So it's definitely a game of tug of war or a teeter-totter that we're on right now of how fast this expansion is going to happen.
Ross Baldwin, John Stewart and Associates at the AgMarket.net conference in Nashville. More coverage from Nashville this week with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association CattleCon event as well. This program brought to you by the Illinois Livestock Development Group. And a reminder, register now for the Certified Livestock Management Training. 7 in-person workshops are available. Visit go.illinois.edu/CLMT to register today.